Chapter 14. I Discover a Secret. I finished my first book. It sold well, and I earned a lot of money from it. We had more to spend now, but the problems at home continued. Dora could not manage the house. Servants came and went. One was a boy who stole money from us. He went to prison. "Dora, my dear," I said to her after that, "things are not going well."
"What do you mean?" she asked.
"We can't continue like this," I explained. "We have to employ better servants."
"It's me," Dora said, with tears in her eyes. "Oh, David, I try, but I can't choose servants. I don't know what to say to them."
"Don't worry, Dora," I said, kissing her. "I'll manage the servants now." Our home life got better, but my life became more difficult. I worked hard at my job, and I worked hard in the house, too. Dora has to change, I thought to myself one day. At the moment, she's a child, not a wife. I'll talk to her, and I'll read books to her. Then perhaps she'll learn something about life. So I tried to teach Dora, and I read books to her. But she was not interested, and she learned very little. We'll have a baby, I thought. Perhaps Dora will make a good mother. That will give her an interest in life. We had a baby, but sadly, it died. Dora was very ill after that, and stayed in bed all day. Then, when she felt a little better, my aunt spent a lot of time with her. They talked and laughed happily.
"David,"
Dora said to me one day, it was some time after the baby's death,
"you're not unhappy, are you?"
"Unhappy," I said.
"No, my dear." "I'm not a good wife," Dora said. "I know that. I can't manage the house, and I don't really understand your books. But I love you, David. I love you very much." "You do really love me, don't you?"
"Oh, yes, Dora," I said. "I love you. I'll always love you." It was true. I loved Dora very much. But my life felt dull and empty. Dora could not be a large part of it. I was more like a father than a husband to her. This continued to worry me.